I feel as good as I can feel.
As far as just, you know, take it seriously, in the last year you've had two now. Does that concern you at all?
Nah, still laughing and joking around and playing football, so it's cool.
Eddie, do you know when it happened?
Probably when I hit Cam. That was a pretty big hit there, man.
You said you hit Cam. Your style, you always like to attack the tacklers. Do you ever see that changing? Do concussions worry you at all, or are you always going to be attacking the tackler?
I don't know. I think I might change it. Somehow I have to figure out a way to change the way I run, but still keep the physical part of it. But it's not really something I'm trying to change as of now. I guess as I get older, I will figure out how it goes. Well, on my next carry, I spent and I got dizzy. So I was like, yeah, maybe I should just, you know, chill out. Make sure I'm all right.
Eddie, talking about the style and everything, can you be Eddie Lacy at anything less than just kind of a romp and stomp and fury running style? You know what I mean?
I mean, I can only be myself. I was drafted here because of the way I run, so, you know, that's just what I have to do. But, you know, just trying to alter it, make sure, like, I'm still physical, but I guess trying to keep the concussions out of it somehow. I'll figure that out along the way, but I'm definitely going to still run the way that I run.
Over the past few years, there's been so many stories of former players talking about it. If I had a concussion, I'd try to hide it. I'd want to stay on the field. Is it tough to take yourself out of the game when it's the game you love and it's an important game, big atmosphere, but you know something's wrong? Is it tough, to be honest, with doctors?
I mean, it depends on the person, honestly. For me personally, it's not tough. I mean, if I'm not feeling right, I'm not about to go in and get hit in my head again and risk something being worse. So just nip it in the bud. If you got to come out for the game, I mean, it's a long season. You have, 15 more? So no reason to stay out there and risk anything worse happening for me personally.
So it sounds like if you were talking to Coach McCarthy and he said, Eddie, I'm going to try and get you the ball 25 times on Sunday, sounds like you'd be ready to go take that kind of a workload.
I mean, yeah, if I'm given the green light, I'll do it. It's, yeah, whatever.
The Jets front seven, a lot of people talk about that being the strongest part of their team. What have you seen out of their defense on film and what they like to do?
They're active. They get off blocks fast. They get upfield fast, especially their defensive line. But, I mean, we have our game plan going in and, you know, we just have to see how it goes. But and I'm pretty confident our guys up front, they're ready for it. We got to make up for last week, so this is a great starting point.
Is there an excitement to wipe away what happened in week one, especially considering it's the home opener on Sunday?
You definitely don't wipe it away. You use that for the rest of the season. It's something you don't want to happen again, so I think it'll be in the back of most of our minds, but it's something we'll use to, you know, as a stepping stool, I guess you could say, to, you know, make us better this season.
TJ said a better offensive performance starts with getting the running game going. Do you feel like that is the key to having a better week out there on offense?
I think running the ball definitely is key. You know, when those guys see us run, breaking tackles, you know, just making guys miss, it gets them amped up and, you know, just we start clicking from there.